His money is over here. And from whether we're going to Rishmo or Rabbi Akiva. Whether it's whether my Shara Tam is a Shutif or it's just a Baal Chai. Says the Gemara. So Gemara came out that Tanakama is going to Rabbi Shmo. The Tanakama holds he's a Shimer. Okay. Where I said before. Yeah. Olam Kri Shmo. He's a Baal Chai. And the reason why the first Nizik is not the one that gets first dibs because he was damaged first is because he was typhus, and since he was typhus, he became a shomer. So therefore, he's also responsible for the subsequent hezek, and therefore, even though he was the first to be damaged, we don't say, okay, look, he should be the one that gets the 100 first before anybody else. That's the Gemara said. Okay? And the Gemara came out that Yesh by Moise ben Zaken Yaxel Shofar. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, Thank you, Rabbi Rabbi Yechonam, Mishum Pshias Shaymer Nogoba. The reason why in the Tanakama, the last guy gets first dibs, and not the first guy, is because the first Nizik became a Shomer because he was typhus. So Mela, that's why he doesn't get his $100 no matter what, because he's part of the Hezek because he became a Shomer because he was typhus. Says the Gemara, the Mayu Kimta Rabbi Shmuel. Yehochi Emes Sefer, Shimon Omer, Shoshav Messiahim, Shenogav Shoshav Messiahim, Vein and Avail Yofa Klum. So Zen Night Lamana, Zen Night Lamana. The first Hezek, each one gets 100, because the Nizik was totaled. So now Chetzi Nizik, okay, they split the Mazik. Chazar V'Nogach. Sharachash of Messiah, Sahachar Naitl Mana, because he was damaged 100. He was damaged 200, which Chatanazik gets 100. Shalfanov, Zen Naitl Chamishim, because the first two, the Mazik and the first Nizik are Shutfim. Each one together, they own the whole thing. They each one owned 100. The 100 they have to give to the second Nizik. And the leftover 100 they split. That was the Mishnah. Chazar Nagach, Shoshav Messiahim, Achron Noit Lamanah, V'Shalfanav Noit L'Chamishim. Zod, Shnayim Rishayim, Diner Zod. So again, Kefi, the amount of Shutfis that they have, that's what they're left with. So that, Asan Rabbi Kiva. Cheshbin, this whole Cheshbin goes with Rabbi Kiva, that they're Shutfin. Says the Gemara, the Shon Tur Shutfin, Tur the Shutfihu, the Reisha Shmuel, the Sefer Bekiva. I'm like Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, young, whatever, quick one, whatever. Shvoik Mesnisin, the Torah Basrai, Reisha Shmuel, the Sefer Bekiva, Anachlami, we have no problem with that. Machlaik is your mayor, and Rabbi Shimon, Batsim is Machlaik is Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, that then is the Sefer. Each one, every time he damaged, then he becomes a Shutif. So then, proportionately, the last guy gets the full amount, and it filters down the amount of what's left for you. You get, that's the Sefer, that's Rabbi Kiva. The ratio is Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. Rashi has a cheshbon over here, the kasha, maybe the Tanakhama calls him Rabbi Kiva with Tfisa. But that we'll leave that for now because I don't want to lose anyone if anyone's still with us. Let's move on now. Okay. Tanos. Hatakel chaveroi. Noisin loy sela. Rashi says, Makeo keneged oznoi. Yeah? You hit him keneged oznoi. So the Mishnah has certain shurim how much you have to pay. Okay? Lashnachrin at the Kiyamamish, you blew in his ear. Either you hit him or you blew in his ear. Noisin loy sela. You have to pay a sela. Rashi, the May Baishta, you're talking about Baishas over here. Because Al Kaveya, the Shir of Baishas. Levad, Sar, Nezek, Gripo, Yim Yash, Nasham. If you damaged him, you have to pay Nezek. If you laid him up, you got to pay for the Shavas. If you had Dakdabal, you got to pay Dakdabal. Besides that, what is the Shir of Baishas? Okay? So if you smack the guy, you got to pay a seller. If you know him, Mishum Yasek Lili, Mana. No, so you have to pay Mana. 100 zuz. Ahu gavra the tukel chavre. Okay, Rashi says important Rashi. Mahay is a tafas mishaloi. He lav hachila magmilei bavel. Okay, so what happened was he did this, and he's chayef a baishes. Question is though, right? What's Gemara going to say? Rav Tuva b'masli, mashalcher Rav Tuva b'masli a kamed Rav Yosef. Sell it suri tanan sell him din. He wanted to know exactly how much he has to pay. What does a seller mean? There's two ways of calculating a seller. One is eight times the other one. So you want to know how much he has to pay. But before we get to that, right, we want to know what is a seller. So the question is, says Rashi, what do you mean? We're talking about a knas, and you're not going to have a knas in Bavel. It's a knas. So Mela, what's the case? Says Rashi, we're talking about he had money of his. He had money of his. The Nizik had money of the Masik. So Mela, therefore, Chayach, that even above all, he can be Kaiva Knas because he's ready to tough us. That's what Rashi says. Yeah? Now, the Rajba has problems with Rashi. And that is Rajba Tamei Rashi. Because it, we will see in the Hemshel of the Gemara that's clear. The Gemara gives other cases of Baishas in different scenarios we're going to see now, and there it's clear in the Gemara that he's being gaiva. We'll see in the Gemara. It's clear in the Gemara that he's being gaiva. It's not that he has the money anyway. It's just a question of not paying back the money he owes him. So how can Rashi say that the answer to the kasha of Ein Goyim and Knas Mabavel is because he's a toughest? That could work out in the first case. But in the Hemshel of the Gemara, it's not going to work, as we'll see. So therefore the Rajba says, and maybe that you're not Goyim and Knas Mabavel, but in Eretz Yisrael, you could be Goyim and Knas. So maybe we're talking about a case where he's being Teveim, he should go to Eretz Yisrael, in order to be able to bidan knas. That's what Rajba says. He says, in the time of his Amraim, yeah, there was no bezdin in Eretz Yisrael either. Because if there was a bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, then you could be going to knas and bubble also. It's a manavshah. If there's a bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, you can be going to knas and bubble. If there's no bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, then what are you going to Eretz Yisrael? There's no bezdin. So Rajbam still has a problem. What are we talking about? Then it's interesting. He brings down, this is really a whole discussion, which is not for now, but he quotes a Rambam that says that if it was schemo kol chach Eretz Yisrael to give smicha, they would give smicha. Even though in order to have smicha, you need a samuch after a samuch. If Kol Chachm Eretz Yisrael would get together inside, give someone smicha, you give him a smicha. And the truth of the matter is, it's interesting, Smeil Shayach, even Bizman Azeh, the Shayach that should be smicha. But this realm of Grado created a huge controversy, because in the time of the Maralbach and the Marie Beirab in Tzfas, the Maralbach was the Rav in Shlaim. The Marie Rav, the Beis Yosef's Rebbe, was in Tzfas. And the Chachmei Tzfas wanted to reinstate Smicha. Why? Because it was after the Inquisition, the Spanish Inquisition, and the Muranos were a lot of Muranos, and there were over a lot of Averis, and they wanted to be able to get Malkus to partner them from Karis. But in order to give them Malkus, you have to have a Bezdin. They wanted to make a Bezdin in order to be able to give them Malkus. So they sent to Chachm Yishlayim, they should get together and Maisa and give Smicha. Maisa and the Chachm Yitzvahs, Shemar Al-Bach says, very nice, you guys in Tzvahs are very, very fine rabbis, but we're not chopped liver. Yeah, the Mela, you need, Rambam says, Kol Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. We're also part of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, and we're not masking. So the whole back and forth thing. Anyway, Akbanim, but the Rajba is calling the Rambam, isn't the Rajba calling this Rambam? No, because one of the Dunim was, Rambam said, Vadavatsar Chechra. One of the times was, Rambam is not so sure about it. But here the Rajba is calling the Rambam that he is sure about it. Okay, anyway, point is, let's go right there. Hu Gavra. Okay, back to the Gemara. Who got the talk of Chavre, Shalche, Rav Tuvi, Bar Masin, the Kamed, Rav Yosef, sell at Suri Tanan, I sell Medina Tanan. Says Rashi, what sell at Suri, what sell Medina? Sell at Suri, Rashi, is Dalid Zuz. Okay, a sell Medina is a eighth. A sell at Suri, who Chatsi Dina. Okay, so a sell at Suri is four Zuz. A sell of Medina is an eighth of that, which is a chatzi zuz, chatzi dina. Chomakim sheshninu shum kesef Medina bein sell bein shekel shmina zitzuri. Wherever we mention anywhere in Shas, sell Medina, coinage of Medina, it's an eighth of tzuri. So l'nyaneinu, where the Tanakhama says you got to give him a sella. What does the sella mean? Does the sella mean four dinarim, four zuz, or is the sella half a zuz? Half a dinner, right? Big difference, yeah? Eight times the price. So, yeah? Amalei t'nisua. Ushnai means the ones to be arrived from our Mishnah. That's what it's doing over here. Because the Mishnah went through the whole Cheshbon. It said, Shnai Mirishainim, Diner Zav. Yeah? The Shnai Mirishainim, when we went through the whole Cheshbon, according to Rav Shimon, it ended up, the first two guys get 25 zuz each. The Bahamas thought that was 200, and it damaged twice, so therefore they're left with the first two guys, the first two shutfim, they get 25 each, right? Dinar Zav, says the Gemara, Visa Gnaituch, Tani Tana, Sela Medina, if the Mishnah discusses Sela Medina, Lifli Vinisni, Ad Tresa Vesela. The Mishnah could have gone an extra step, that an extra damaging, which would make it at the first two. Instead of having 25 zuz, which is dinar zav, 25 zuz, they would have 12 and a half. Oh, so you tell them, but 12 and a half, there's no such thing as a half, right? No such thing as a half a zuz. But if we go to sell a Medina, if we're willing to deal with Medina, so then there is a half, there is a half a zuz, and sell a Medina is a half. Right, it says Rash, Lifla Katu listening Maslisin, Khazav Nagul Sharhacher, Shav Mesaim, Achra Naitl Mana. He gets his money, right? Shalfanov, Kamishim Zuz, Mishalfanov Dinar Zav, Mushnaim Rashainim, Abailim, Venizak Rishon, Yud Bay Zina Vesela Medina. Shuchati Dinar, so a sella Medina, a sella, a coin of Medina, sella, is a half a zuz, a half a dinar. So if you tell me that we only deal with Suri, so there's no such thing, we're not going to go with half, there's no such thing as a half. So if we mission stops at 25, we don't go to 12 and a half. But if we're willing to deal with Sela Medina, so then a half of a Zuv in Sela Medina is a Sela. Like it's a half a Zuz. So El Shmami no Leitani Tana is Sela Medina. The mission does not discuss Sela Medina. So Mele, when it says a Sela, it means a Sela Tzuri, not a Sela Medina. Luckily, Paul sued like by the Mishnah, Chatzi Dinar, the Chatzai Le'ayah, we don't deal with halves. And the Gemara, no, it's not a Raya. Amalei Tana, Ki Ruchla, listen to Blazel. What is he a peddler? We have to go, he has to list all his wares. You have to go, you know, again, you know, we get the point after he damaged a couple times, again, you know, we don't need a fourth time. It's enough this way. So therefore, it's not because you can't divide 25 into two, because there's no half coin. Really, there is a half coin. Sela. Sela Medina is a half coin. But the Mishnah, you know, you get the drift with what the Mishnah said. Says Gemara Vayit. Oh, yeah, there's a couple of interesting points in the next Gemara. Ahu Gavra. I'm going to skip something. Amayu Gavra, Hoyo Palga the Zuzahu. I'm sorry, skip. My Havala. Pashtu Amahadi Adamar Yudam Rav. Call Kesev. Amr Taira, Kesev Suri. Any schum of Kesev that's written in the Taira is the higher value. Suri. Vishal Debrayim, any din, which, any amount of money which comes about, the Kaya Chazal, we say it's Kesev Medina. Says Rashi, Shel Devrayim Kagoyin. Hi, the Shir Rabbanu. The Shir of Baishis for slapping a guy, which is a sell, that's a Din Rabban. The Chazal will convey the amount. Mela, it's sell a Medina, which is a half a Zuz of Tsuri. Okay? Says the Gemara. Right. Says the Gemara. Amalei Hugava. So the guy that was hit, Hoyle Palga Zuzahu, Leibina, Neslania. All I'm getting, a guy slapped me. All I'm getting is a half a Zuz of Sala Medina, right? Sala Medina, which is a half a Zuz. Sorry. No, it's not worth it. Yeah? Neslanim. You know, put it in the stalker box, right? Hada Amalei, Nesin Neheli, Ezel, the Avri Li, Nafshai. And he changes his mind. First he says, I'll give the money to the stalker. Then in second thought, he says, you know what? Maisie hit me. I got hurt. I could use some food. You could use a steak, whatever it is. I could use a shawarma. I want it. He changed his mind. Says Rashi. Embarrassed to take the money. Then he decided, no, he needs to buy him something to eat. So Yezir said it's too late. Ganim was zaycha. Why? Says the Gemara. I forgot le ganim acha. So why would they zaycha? Anan yaranim anan. I'm reviewing the Mishmuel. Yisaimim ein and tzrichim prosbul. Why? In other words, Yezir, he's the gabbait stalker. So he's the yad of danim. What's the point? Before we get to the raya. Because there's a thing called Mayim Shloshta, right? Mayim Shloshta is Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Yeah, Reuven owes Shimon $100. Okay, Reuven owes Shimon $100. So Shimon could tell Reuven, give it to Levi. And so if Shimon tells Reuven, $100 you owe me, give to Levi, and they're all standing together, that's a kinyan. It's already a kinyan. Kinyan Rabban, the sugya and gittin, and the first part. Yeah, so Yosef was standing there. The Hu Gavra, the guy that got hit, is telling, the Nizik is telling the Mazik, give it to Tzedakah, right? Since Rabbi Yosef is there, so he's the third party, he represents Daniyim, so Mel Yad Mayim et Shloshta. That's what the Gemara is saying. Oh. So over here, that's him, it opens up a huge question, which Tais already touched upon, and that is, that, what if Kamanti Yaraniyim? That mail is Mayim Shloshtan. Why don't we say that? Well, Taisa has the kasha al b'fichazut staka l'chayim made a neder, and here Batsim is a huge child in Rishayim. Okay, we don't have time to go into all the whole sugya, but just to touch upon it because the Rishayim are here l'maisa. There's a big shaila. Everyone knows a thing called amirasa l'gvaya k'misras l'hedim. When it comes to hekdesh, you say this should be hekdesh. It belongs to hekdesh right away. Amirasa l'gvaya k'misras l'hedim. What about by tztaka? What is there a concept of a mural at tztaka? The kinesina. Is it like a kinyan? When I say I want to give it tztaka, is it like a kinyan? So the riff over here brings down from Vaigoin that they want the mingaraya from here. They don't say that it's kinesina. If it's kinesina, why did it come out of my mishloshin? Similar to his question. He said, give it to the aniyim. So Beis said, he didn't want to change his mind. Yeah, he said, no, you can't change your mind. Why is Mayim Shloshtan? Give him Mayim Shloshtan. He was not a gabbai. He said, give it to Naniyim. Amirasa Laniyim. It's Kemazirah. We said, give it to Hekdesh. What will be the din? It's Chal. The Hekdesh is Chal. So when I say, give it to Naniyim, it's really Chal. Says the Riv, it's not a Raya. Because over here, the money was not Pershusa. Yeah? Here, the Nizid, the Mazik didn't pay him yet. It's not his money. the money that you're going to give me, give it to the Aniyim. If it's Mamish Lashon, that's Mamish Lashon. You owe me money, I could say give it to Pliny, Mamish Lashon, you kind of. But on Amira, Amira Kinesina, it's not in his Rishus. Yeah? Oh, so here, I can't not say it about Balmar Rambam, because the famous Balmar Rambam, when you learn Meruba, the famous Balmar Rambam over here, but it's over here. Yeah? So, effect of Balmar, what do you mean it's not Peshusai? Why is it not Peshusai? If someone steals something, right, you can't be Machdashim. Why? Because someone stole it. Yeah? Because he stole it, he's not giving it back. But over here, the guy's willing to give it. He's not trying to keep it. Again, the guy that hit him, the Masik, yeah? He's willing to give the money. So what ain't a Meshusai? It's Meshusai. He's willing to give it. So Mele is older than a Meshusai. Yeah? That's the Balmar says. So what's the Rav Stein that's a Meshusai? That's why it doesn't help Amir Kinesina. Says the Ramban, no, you got it all wrong. What are you talking about? By Goslin, even if the Goslin wants to give it back, yeah? The Goslin wants to give it back. Guy stole, he's willing to give it back. Can you be Makdish it? Says the Ramban, no, you can't be Makdish. The Goslin wants to give it. He stole something, he wants to give it back. You can't be Makdish it. Oh, so the Veld says, what's the Machlaikis? The Machlaikis is, what does the Gad of Ein B'Shusai? The Ramban holds Ein B'Shusai is Al Kinyan Ganeva. Because it's a Sefer Pesach, he didn't give it back, he has Kinyan Ganeva, but mainly he can't be Makdish it. Even he wants to give it back. Because it's stolen. Because it's stolen. Right? And Mashiach, the Balmar says, no, the reason why it's Ein B'Shusai is because it's not in your control. Gozal v'lein si'ay shabayilim. Shnei men chon ha'gisha, why? If the Goslin is holding it away from you, so it's not in your control, if you can't be Makdish it. But if the Goslin is willing to give it back, then it's considered to be in your control. So it could be what the Veld says, the Machlokes is, what is the Ged of Ein B'Shusai by the Kabi Makdish? Is it because it's not in your control or because this Kinyan Gezev? Okay. Right.
It's already in the person's hand, no?
No, also, so I think Rashi didn't say it in this case. Right? Forget, Rashi was cautious. In this case, we see in the whole Gemara, you see that it's not in his hand. Because Rabbi Yosef is saying, he says, Tanei Laniyim, right? It means he doesn't get it yet. The whole Sukkah, that's right. Look at Rashi. This is the Kash, this Gemara, he's saying, it's not like Rashi. Said it. Baiter. Oh, so what's this Yana Niyim Anan? Where do we see the concept of Yana Niyim? The Yisayimim Einan Tzrichim Prozbol. The Lach is, Shemit is Meshamer Rechayim, right? The pass by Shemitah, you can't collect your chayv. So there's a concept called prosbul. Hilul sakam prosbul. What is prosbul? Says Rashi. The blav hachi loy mishamet shmitas loch l'chayv shalhan. The nan yedai the same manan. The rami alan lafuche bezuchus chayu hilkoch shtar shalhan kimisurim bezin dami. If the bezdin, it's their responsibility to take care of the assignment. So if the assignment, someone owes the assignment money, and Shemitah comes along, they could still collect afterwards. Why? Because it's as if the halacha is, if you give over, you give your shtar to Beis Din. Right? And that's really, if Rashi decided Prozbul, is that Prozbul, what does Prozbul do? The magic that, what are you doing? That's what you're doing is, Kili giving over the chayv to Beis Din, and Beis Din could collect it for you. There's no problem. You can't collect. Bezin could collect. So says Rashi, by the Yisayimim, it's automatically given over to Bezin because Bezin has a chiyuv to be doyig for the welfare of the Yisayimim. So any shtar, any outstanding debt that the Yisayimim have, keilu, it's ready under Bezin's control. If it's under Bezin's control, Shemitah is not meshamet. So we see this idea. Anan, Yananim Anan. The Bezin is like the hand of the Ani, just like the Gabi Prozbul. So to over here also, the male Rabbi Yasi represents the Aniim. The male, we have a Maimish Lashton, the Mazik and the Nizik. And Rabbi Yasi, who's instead of the Aniim, when he said, give it to the Aniim, it's already too late. It was Chal in the Maimish Lashton. Can't turn around my Chama, Yisraim and Shechem Prozbul. Gamil Bezdinai, Avi and Shechem Hayu. Because the Bezin is like the father of Yisayim, Mela, It's as if the shnar is made by them. A shnar that's by Bezdin, there's no din that Shemit is Mishamit. Chanan Bisha, Tokalel Hu Gavra. Hit someone. Yeah? Also, Lekamid Rav Huna, Amalei Zil Havalei Palga the Zuzah. Like we said before, a seller Medina is half a zuz of Suri. Go pay him half a zuz. Yeah? Havalei Zuzah. He didn't have a half a zuz, he had a whole zuz. So what did he do? Havalei Zuzah. Oh, so what did he do? He didn't have change. He couldn't change it. So he had a whole zuz. He couldn't break it in half. Yeah, so he hit the guy again. Okay, you know, two for the price of one. Hit the guy again. And look, if you're going to have to give the guy the money anyways, you might as well chop Ryan and hit the guy. Maybe that's why it's Chanan Bisha. Didn't sound exactly very good person over here. Okay, says the Mishnah. Shor shumud l'minoi, ve'enei mud l'she'enei minoi. So, the din is, shor hamud, it gored three times, totally, each case, what he gored. So if he's a mu'id for shor, he's not a mu'id for a different animal, so, Mu'ud l'adam, or mu'ud l'adam ve'en mu'ud l'behema, or mu'ud l'ktanem ve'en mu'ud l'gdailem. Oy, eshu mu'ud l'ay misham ez shalom. The species that he's a mu'ud to, he pays ez shalom. Ve'shein mu'ud l'ay misham chatzi nezek. He only pays chatzi nezek. We'll see in the Gemara's Mechlekes whether automatically, when it says he's mu'ud for this and not for that, does that mean that he dafka didn't gore that other one. That's what made him not. But stam is like we say, if he's moved for one, he's moved for another one. Or, but only if the dafka didn't gore that one, he's not a moved. Or stam we say he's a moved for what he gores. And when he didn't gore, he's just not a moved by definition, by default. We'll see it in the Gemara. But says the Gemara, Mishnah Vayita, Amal Rabbi Yehuda. Harei ze moved l'shabbosos, mein moved l'chol. He's a moved on Shabbos. On Shabbos he gores, he doesn't gore during the week. Amalem Shabbos is Misham Nezek Shalom. Umezechom Misham Chatzi Nezek. Emesay Utam Mishiachze by Gimel Yimei Shabbos. So what's the svara? What's the difference? Shabbos the Chol. What's going on over here? Says Rashi. Mechayz Mechaykes and the Nafkamina Lemaisa. Says Rashi. Hareze Humul Shabbos. The fish who bought. Rashi says who bought the Mlachtoi v'zocha daiti alo. Yeah. He's in chill mode, you know, he's not working. So now he becomes Shtuka Balgaiva, and Meli goes ahead and goes and Zocha Daita, Rashi says, and Meli gores. Taisa says, Mefarash Mishalmi, Mefisha Roy Oysam, Malbushim Noyim, Acherim, Mechashuvim Beinov, Nochrim, Beinam, Beinam Akiram. So Taisa says, Mishalmi says, that on Shabbos people wear different begadim, so Meli, he doesn't recognize them. The Mela, he gores them on Shabbos. He doesn't recognize them. Oh, so Rashi says as far as because he's not working, so he feels good about himself. Mela starts being a get. What's an afkamina? What's the din if he's a get a behema on Shabbos? According to Rashi, doesn't make a difference if he's goring an adam or a behema. The point is, the behema is in that state of. His Shabbos dick, so Meila he gores. Before Mafi Shalmi, it's Nafka if he gores a person, unless Pam is also wear different Shabbos clothes, you know, the poodle, you know, who has Shabbos clothes. That I don't think we've gotten to that yet. Yeah. But it's only the gay person. Oh, so there Chaga, I think it's a story that I think it's a Rogachov. With Samaisa, they came to him, there was the baby wasn't nursing on Shabbos. They didn't know what to do. Wasn't eating. So Rav Shava said that the mother should wear weekday clothes on Shabbos. When she nurses the baby, she should wear weekday clothes. And the kachav, it worked. So I asked him, how did the Rebbe know? What is it, Rav Meifus over here? He said, no, it's a Perish Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that the ox doesn't recognize its owner because when Shabbos closed. So he also said, baby, didn't recognize its mother, so didn't want a nurse. So we weekly closed, male baby, nurse.